The Pasuk says, towards the beginning of our parsha, Ki sihiyeno le'ish shtei noshim. If a man has two wives, ha'achas ahuva, one is the ahuva, the wife that he loves, for ha'achas sanua, one he doesn't like, for yoldu le'ivonim, ha'ahuva v'ha'snua. They had children, the ahuva and the snua. So who had first? Ha'ahuva. The older Ebonim, Ha'ahuva, Vahasua. So the Ahuva wife had a child first. Fine. All wonderful. Vahoyo ha'ben ha'bechoe. Who is the bechoe? Lasnio. To the snua. Asks the Gaon, what's going on over here? The pasuk just doesn't add up. From beginning to the end, it's not symmetrical. It just doesn't, you can't add the beginning to the end. Vahoyo lo'ivonim ha'ahuva vahasua. There's a lady. Children are born for the ahuva and then the snua. V'hoyo ha-ben ha-bechoy la-snio. And the ben ha-bechoy is for the snua. How's that possible? As we pray to God, it's brought down avot b'shem to God. I want to be magdim, shavot kedai to know from the Abar Belel. The Abar Benel says a vort, which is l'choyu divrei chizik for all of us. The Abar Benel says like this. He says if a person ever in life feels he is snua, he is hated by somebody or others, and it's not going his way, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is mavtiach, says the Abar Benel, he'll have it good in other ways. You have a woman over here who is the snua, V'hoyo, not v'yihye or v'im yihye ha-ben ha-bechoy la-snio. Says the Abar Benel, it's a havtocha to the woman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Elikim Yevakesh as ha-nirdof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks out and protects those who are the victims. V'hoyo, it's a promise ha-ben ha-bechoy la-snio. It's a promise that the snua will have it right, going well for her. But the kash of the Gaon is a kasha. And it's brought down mipi hashmur that the Gaon said the Teretz as follows. The Gaon apparently said, and I say apparently because there's a massive machloikas whether he said it or not. And I'll tell you soon, I'll link ahead. The Gaon brought down in Sforim says, you can have a child who is born. The leader of the Ahuva was first. Says the Gaon, but in order to define who is the Bechor, the leader of the birth doesn't count. What counts? The Heroyoin, the conception. When was a child conceived? B'meyei Imoy. And it's possible, says the Gaon, you have two children who are born, and one is born after the other. If the heroin of one came before the other, if the heroin of the so-called younger one was earlier, V'hoyo ha-ben ha-bechoy la-snio, says the Gaon. The snua will indeed claim that her son is the rightful bechoyer if she had the heroin first. And the heroin counts. And the Gaon goes further, as they apparently, to explain that this was the idea behind the machloikas of Yaakov and Esav. We all know the famous moshel of Chazal, that when you put two balls into a jar, ball number one and then ball number two. Ball number two comes out first. So the Gemara tells us famously that with twins, the child that is Yoitzel La'avir Ha'olam second was created first, says the Gaon, that Dos is Gevin, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, who was Yoitzel second, he said, I was created first. My heroin was first. If I was conceived first, I'm the rightful Bachar. It creates a world of problems. Number one, if this is the case, then we've all got it wrong, la halacha. If this is the correct, indeed, pshat, if the Gaon said this, then la halacha, we've all got it wrong. With twins, we've all got it wrong. Ich habe allein gehört, from Hagon, from Gurwitz, zu sein gesund und stark, 21 years ago, when they learned Baba Basra, Rabbi Rom said, b'zeh haloshen, the Gaon hat das nicht gesagt. And he repeated himself emphatically. He said, the Gaon didn't say it. It's brought down that the Gaon said this pshat. Rabbi Rom was clear, the Gaon had this nish gezocht. It goes against how we learn in halacha. And Rabbi Rom, Zazan Gezunt, said that the Gaon meant something different. He learned that the Gaon said, pshat azoy. The leader of the Ahuva was first. Fine. The Yolduloi Bonim, Ho Ahuva Vahasnua. I can't change the Pasuk. But Vahoyo Haben Habachol Asnio is because the Yitzias Horoish of the Snua was first. The Roish of the Ben Hasnua came out first. The head. The body didn't follow immediately straight away. First, we've got the Yitzias HaRoish of the Snua. And then, the leader of the Ahuva. So we've got it, very simply. V'yoldu lo'i bonim ha'ahuva v'hasnua. Yet v'hoyo ha'ben ha'b'chol la'snio. Because his head was Yitzia to Avir Ho'elom first.
Then went back.
Lavdavka went back, he might have waited.
Longer.
Bit longer.
The second one came out first, and then the body of the first.
The snuo's bed, the head of the ben hasnuo came out first, and at that point there was a stop. It went back in. It was stopped. But then the entire leader, entire birth of the ben ahuva, right? So we've got the case of a yolduloi bonim ha ahuva. There was a leader of the ahuva. Yet Vahoya Haben Habachol Asnio, because the Roish of the Ben Asnio came out. Azir Bich Galen Gehet, from a Rosa Zagasot. Now, boys, in Beis HaMedrash B'li Chiddush, I want to Besiyata Deshmaya suggest a Mahalach tonight that can possibly explain the Pesukim to us. How it can be that there's a leader of the Ahuvo, and nevertheless, the Ben Habachol Asnio. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Hei, Sif Yud. What if you have two children, and this is a halacha, and nobody argues with this. Two children who are born in a Shana Mu'ubayas. A few months ago, we had two Adars, Tovshina and Dalet was a Shana Mu'ubayas. You have two children, and we'll give an example. Chof Hei Adar Aleph, Reuven was born. 10 days later, on Hei Adar Beis, Shimon was born. Right? So I've clearly got one boy older than the other. When it comes to the year of the Bar Mitzvah, Tov Shin Pei Zion, Shona Peshuto. It's a year with one Adar. So who's Bar Mitzvah first? I think we're all going to agree. It's Mefulash and Mechaba in Shulchan Aruch. Shimon, who was born second, is Bar Mitzvah first. Shimon's born second. Shimon was born Hey Adar Beis. But there's no Adar Beis. There's no Adar Aleph. You've got a Chof Hey Adar and a Hey Adar. Shimon will overtake his neighbor down the road, who's born 10 days earlier. And Shimon is a god oil 20 days before him. And it's not just saying, well, he puts on tefillin. He's Mechalol Shabbos, he'll get killed, and his younger friend, who's older, won't. And that's a halach. Now I want to ask the question. Who is older? We've defined whose bar mitzvah was first. I think Lesman, the Palik, when it comes to Bar Mitzvah, the Machaber made it very clear for us. Shimon, born 10 days later, Hey Ador Beis, in a Shonim Ubeis, is Bar Mitzvah, Hey Ador. Reuven, who was Bar Mitzvah, was born earlier, is Bar Mitzvah, second, 20 days later, on Chof Hey Ador. No Shaila, no discussion. No questions on that. Fregich Aichia Boisai, I'm putting a question to you. Who is older? So, Nafgamina. And it plays a big Nafgamina. Achagodoy. If they were twins, if there would have been a case of twins, and one is born just before Nacht, at the end of Adar Aleph, and one is born just after Nacht, the beginning of Adar Beis, you've got twins, their bar mitzvah will be 30 days apart. Who is the Achagodoy? There's a Chiv. Machlokas Rishonim, is it Minat Torah, Midrabanan, to respect the older brother? Who's older? Hilchas Yibum. We advise for Yibum, the older brother. Takes precedence. Who's older? Sito Asifa Yabuisai, called Shalas Uchuvas Halochas Ketanas, from Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz, an Achron of 300 years ago. An Halochas Ketanus of 300 years ago, he writes, Tzigzeyas HaKosov. And this is what he wants to suggest. That this exactly happened with Yaakov Esav. He says, Yaakov Esav might have been born in a Shonam Uberes, where Esav was born just before Nacht in Adar Aleph. Yaakov was born, it could be a smatter of seconds later, Adar Beis. And their bar mitzvah in a Shana Pshuto. So, Yaakov's bar mitzvah was first. And that's the similar Shulchan Aruch. That's a halacha. Says the halachas Ketanus, one stage further, I want to suggest that when the Torah writes in Parshas Toldos, V'rav Yavoy Tzoy, the Torah is paskening that the younger one is older. And Yaakov was indeed older. If you're bar mitzvah first, says the Halachas Ketanus, that makes you older. Not just bar mitzvah, you are older. V'rav Yavoy Tzoy. And therefore, Yaakov said to Esav, hand the bechor. You can say what you want. But bechi hai governor, when one is born at the end of Adar, one is born beginning of Adar, Yaakov Esav, v'gav yavo etzoy, says halachas ketanus, it makes it very clear, Yaakov was indeed older. His bar mitzvah was first, and that fixes age as well. He's older. Keep Esau happy. But the Shlos Yaakov in Chilek Aleph won't hear of it. The Shlos Yaakov says no. He says, this is not on. He says, Avada, I'm asking to the Shulchan Aruch that in such a case, the young one's bar mitzvah first. But that's only because he nismali shloisov, his years were completed. He got to a complete number of years. But that's it. He brings a raya. He goes to the Gemara in Erechin. He says, in Erechin, the Gemara makes it clear that once you complete your years, the dinim of the years come together. But age is irrelevant. Yaakov might have been bar mitzvah before Esav. That would not have made him older. And I'll soon show you what a beautiful twist he puts into it. He brings a raya from the Gemara. There's two sugyas. We'll take one. He brings a Gemara where the halacha is. A person sells botei orechoyma. The halacha of Bota Orechoyma is that the seller is allowed to buy it back within a year. Within a year. He's got a year, he can run and buy it back. And Chazal tell us countless stories of times when the buyer would try and hide during the year, so he shouldn't be forced to sell it back. So the buyer sells it, he knows he's got a year to try and buy it back. A year. Let's see what happens. Says the Gemara, Azam Ha'isam. Mocha Shnei Bote Orechoyma. A man sold two Bote Orechoyma. One on the 15th of Adar Rishon, and one on the 1st of Adar Sheni. A year is up. When? Says the Gemara. When we get to the first day in the next year of that door, the second man, his year is up. One man bought it 15th of Adar Aleph. Second man bought it beginning of Adar Beis. 2 weeks after. The next year there's one Adar, comes to the first of Adar, the second man's lost it. He is up. Kiven shigia yem echot bador shoshon habol. He's done his year. No longer can the buyer, no longer can the seller say, I want it back. The year's done. Although the other man has had it for longer, he's still at risk of the seller saying, I've got a year. We've not yet got to the 15th. And the Gemara says, because we need a year. You haven't had a year yet? 15th of Adar hasn't appeared yet. Says the Shulz Yaakov, what I take out from that Gemara is that years and dates are one thing. 15th of Adar to 15th of Adar is a year. But it doesn't mean that anything else will change. And just because, says the Shulz Yaakov, one brother might be bar mitzvah first. Because his year is completed. His year hasn't been completed. But bar mitzvah, but old age, nothing. And if we're awake enough, I'll show you a twist, that's what Yaakov says. He's got a beautiful twist. He says, I'll prove to you I'm right. Fantastic. Listen to what he says. He says, if you're going to go along with the theory of the halachas katanas, that was, that because they're bar mitzvah in a shana peshuto, where the young ones bar mitzvahs first, says the Shulz Yaakov, it will turn out that every single year, it will change who's older. Listen to the cheshbon. We've got one boy born Chof Hei Adar Aleph, and one boy born 10 days later Hei Adar Beis. Right? See, if the next year is a shana peshuto, Hei comes before Chofei. So the younger one becomes older. Let's say 2 years after that is a Shonem Uberes. Hey, Shonem Uberes, you've got Chofei Ador Aleph, Hei Ador Beis. He's younger again. So this was Yaakov, it's a joke. You can't follow the thought of the Halachas Katanas. It's ridiculous. Every year, so I'm older, I'm younger. Depending, I look at the calendar, is it Shonem Uberes, Shonem Pshuto, I'm older, I'm younger. You can't have it. Year is a year, but older and younger, the one who's born B'Shas later first. You're nodding very happily. You like the Shulz Yaakov. I will tell you that Rav Moshe Shternbuch of Mayadim Uzmanim doesn't mention any of this in Chelek Zayin, and he says straight away like the Halachos Katanas. Now you're not snapping it. Unbelievable. So that's the Shulz Yaakov. Now, there's a sefer from the Gedolei Yerushalayim called Birur Halacha, who says, I'll tell you what this machlokas depends on. Phenomenal pshat. He says, got a machlokas, but we can't deny it. There's a machlokas over here, machlokas doyle achronim, whether if you're bar mitzvahs first, when you actually become older. Again, we've got two boys, one born Chof Hei Adar Aleph, one born Hei Adar Beis. And we're clear about that. And it comes to a year where there's a shana peshuto, so the Hei Adar Beis is bar mitzvah earlier. Sahalov's Katana says, right, he's older. He is the Bechor. A Bechor. Yerusha. Everything. Nachla. What do you want? Shulz Yaakov says, no. There's a million years, but birth is two different things. There's Nismali Shloisov, as we find by Bota Erechema, and there's later. Rabbi said, let me ask you a simple question. And this is how the Birur Halacha, the Mechel Zilba of Yerushalayim, wants to explain the Machlokes. What would happen in the following scenario? One born, Chof Hayador Aleph. One born, Hayador Beis. And we all know, in the Shana Peshuto, the Hayador Beis is Bar Mitzvah first. Fine. What would happen in Aboisai if the Bar Mitzvah 13 years later is also a Shana Mu'uberes? Now work it out. What would happen if the Bar Mitzvah is also a Shana Mu'uberes? So the Chayr, you're always thinking to yourselves, what's the problem? The Chof Hayador Aleph is Chof Hayador Aleph. Hayador Beis is Hayador Beis. What's it, no shalom? The problems only arise when it's a Shana Peshuta. If let me read out to you a Mogen Avraham, Plioniska. The Mogen Avraham is uninterested. And the Mogen Avraham says, and listen to his swara. He's got swara to this. Just like Purim, and everything that we know is, let's call it, if you don't mind the word, shoved into Adar Beis. Everything from our door is put into Adar Beis. Listen to this. Mashma. The Im Shnas Tud Gimel Mu'uberes, it's Mashma, the one born by Adar Rishon, Nase Ben Yugim by Adar Rishon. V'chein Kose Belevush. V'tzorech Iyun. He's not maskim. The Morgan Avraham says, I don't agree. He says, what if you're born in a Shana Peshuta with one Adar? And you're bar mitzvah in a year where there's two Adars. Where two Adars do you go to? Adar Beis. To homi, shenoila b'shona pshuto. It's not bar mitzvah, and Adar Sheni. Vim kein, gam zeh. So what is born in a shnas ha'ibu? So what? Everything is pushed to Adar Beis. Ve't ois kumen rabbi, according to the Morgan Avraham, who seems to be siding fantastically with Halachas Katanas, it doesn't change from year to year. Every single year. The two boys, Chofei Adar Aleph, Hei Adar Beis, it will always be, whatever year it's going to be, whether it's a Shana Peshuta and the Heikas before Chofei, or whether it's a Shana Mu'ubeyes and the Morgan Avraham has been Machadish, then the Hei will also come before Chofei. Because, says the Morgan Avraham, will always push everything into Adar Beis and Heikas before Chofei. Oy bazoi. According to Morgan Avraham, Rabbi Meyashev, the Mahalach of the Halachos Katanas, the Shvos Yaakov will learn, like we always take on, like the Levush, if you're born in a Shana Mu'uberes and Adar Aleph, your Bar Mitzvah will be Adar Aleph, so you can't change old and younger. But according to Halachos Katanas, according to Morgan Avraham, it takes on the Pashtas, you can be born in Chofei Adar Aleph, a younger friend born Hei Adar Beis, but every single year, the hay will be younger. The hay will be the older one, because Chofei comes second. Oy bazoi rabbi yisai. Zachinu to a gewaltige pshat in posuk. Ki sieno le'ish tei noshim. A man has two wives. Ho'achas ahuva v'ho'achas tanuo. So that ahuva has a child first. V'ho'yo ha'ben ha'b'choy lasniyo. Fedegon, how can it be if the Ahuva has a child first, that the Snua has the Bechor? And we said earlier, Yaboisai, the Mahalach of the Gon, and I told you how Rabbi Avraham Guritz, Zazan Gesund, said 21 years ago, when I was in Shir, he said, the Gon hat es nicht gesagt. Yaboisai, it could be. We've got an Akimta now. The Ahuva had a child, Adar Aleph. Chofei Adar Aleph. The Snua had a child, Hei Adar Beis. According to the Morgan Avraham, any single year, whatever year they are bar mitzvah, for hoyo haben habachol lasniyah, because a child born later, but it's early in the month, is always a ben habachol. Zachin l'din. I just want to end. Yeah. The ending with Hamoyer the Kavod. Rabbi Yisai, the Gelyoni Hashas of Rabbi Yosef Engel points out that approximately 30 times in Shas, it mentions Mishachor HaBeis HaMikdosh. Hiskin gebichen zakai mishachor besamigdash. Now with his bekiyas and not mine, he says, only once in Shas does it say, only once in Shas does it say, sheyibone b'mheg of yamin. Where's that Gemara? In Einu Metzius. In Einu Metzius, when the Gemara in Bob Metziach of Dalet discusses, sorry, Chof Ches, where the Gemara discusses how a person would return in Aveda, and it says, in the base of Mekdosh, sheyibone b'mheg of yamin, that's how they would do it. Fred the Gedeon Yashas, out of 30 places in Shas, in Bob Metzia, by Shabbos Aveda, that's the time to mention Sheyibone. So that I'm going to he says, quoting Gemara in Makkos Daf Chof Dalet, Rav says, I'm scared of the Posuk, for Ibadatem Bagoyim will be thrown and made to be lost among the nations. Says Rav Papa, why are you scared? He quoted another Posuk, a Posuk which says, will be lost among the Goyim, that will be a person who's lost, and the item is lost, gets looked for. Why are you wrong? Why are you worried? So we're lost among the Goyim, okay, we're in Aveda. But in Aveda, says the Papa, we are lost. But as in Aveda, we are, we looked for, we searched for. The Bailim, says Rashi, Nisbakeshes Lebaleho, will be looked, will be hunted for, something's going to come looking for us. I'm not worried, so we're lost, we'll be looked for. Says the Gedeoni Hashas, Doses Pshat, in Einu Metzius. When a person returns in Aveda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been meyames to us. You're also an Aveda. We are also an Aveda. And just like we are Mekayim the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, we ask the Rebbeinu Shlomo to Mekayim his mitzvah of returning us. Says the Gemara, Sheyibone b'mheg of yameinu. So we take all the zoyche zayin, to a kasiva chasim etoiva, Sheyibone b'yisamid b'mheg of yameinu, amen v'amen.